Ever found yourself checking your phone during dinner, only to realize you've missed half the conversation? Or perhaps you've sat down to complete an important project, only to emerge from a social media rabbit hole an hour later with nothing accomplished? You're not alone. At the heart of this modern struggle lies a fundamental mismatch between our evolutionary hardware and technological environment. Our brains evolved remarkable goal-setting abilities. We can envision complex futures and make elaborate plans, but our cognitive control systems, attention, working memory, and goal management, remain relatively primitive. This creates what neuroscientists call goal interference, when something disrupts our intended objectives. While our ancestors needed quick responses to environmental threats, not sustained focus on abstract goals while ignoring immediate stimuli, we're now attempting to run sophisticated mental software on ancient neural hardware. This vulnerability isn't new, but what's changed dramatically is our environment. The information age has transformed our surroundings into a constant stream of enticing sounds, visuals, and vibrations competing for our attention. Repurposing our foraging instincts from finding food to seeking information, in an environment designed to feed this drive to an extreme degree. Our ability to resist distraction relies on three cognitive control systems. Attention functions as a spotlight, directing neural resources by enhancing focus on relevant information while suppressing distractions, like finding a friend in a crowded restaurant. Working memory holds information when stimuli disappear, creating the essential pause connecting our experiences. Goal management acts as mental traffic control, allowing humans to maintain hierarchies of priorities rather than pursuing single goals sequentially. The prefrontal cortex serves as the central hub for these functions, dramatically illustrated by Phineas Page, who survived an iron rod through his prefrontal cortex in 1848. While retaining basic functioning, he lost his ability to control behavior in service of goals, becoming fitful, irreverent, and obstinate yet capricious. Our cognitive control abilities have fundamental constraints that create vulnerabilities in our technology-saturated world. Attention is susceptible to bottom-up influences. Notification pings or movement can automatically hijack our focus despite our intentions. When distributing attention broadly rather than focusing narrowly, performance diminishes. Working memory faces severe capacity constraints, closer to 4 items rather than 7 plus or minus 2, and information rapidly decays through interference. With multiple items in working memory, each representation becomes less precise. Goal management struggles with our inability to parallel process attention-demanding tasks. Simple exercises demonstrate significant costs of changing focus, with research showing productivity reductions up to 40% when multitasking between complex activities. These limitations evolve throughout our lives, improving through childhood, peaking in our early 20s, then declining with age. The Ghazali Lab found older adults specifically struggle with suppressing irrelevant information. Even healthy brains experience cognitive control variations due to factors like sleep deprivation, stress, and alcohol, with moderate sleep loss impairing performance comparable to legal intoxication. Three technological breakthroughs have reshaped human cognition: the internet, social media, and smartphones. The internet created the whatever, whenever, wherever paradigm, establishing the Google effect, where we remember information locations rather than content itself. Social media transformed communication into networks, with users checking accounts 14 plus times daily and experiencing dopamine releases comparable to face-to-face interaction. Smartphones have become the ultimate convergence device, integrating dozens of formerly separate tools. Users check them 27 times daily, with 75% keeping devices within 5 feet. These technologies have altered behavior patterns. Younger adults now switch tasks every 2 minutes, while workplace studies show employees spend just half their workday on actual work, with tasks averaging only 3 minutes before interruption. Communication expectations have transformed dramatically. Pre-smartphone, delayed responses were acceptable, but today's digital culture demands immediate responsiveness, effectively erasing work-life boundaries and establishing a 24/7 expectation of availability. This collision between limited cognitive abilities and technological demands creates serious impacts. Research links lower GPAs with off-task time, poor studying strategies, media consumption, task switching, and social media use. Even a single Facebook visit during study predicts poorer academic performance. Safety concerns are alarming. Distracted pedestrians are 3 times more likely to be injured, while distracted drivers have the same accident risk as drunk drivers. Even hands-free devices offer no safety advantage since the issue is attentional, not physical. In workplaces, technological interruptions cause significant productivity losses. Though interruptions typically last moments, workers need nearly 30 minutes to return to original tasks, costing the U.S. economy an estimated $558 billion annually. Technology also impacts relationships. MIT professor Sherry Turkle argues it replaces real connections with mere sips of connection. Studies show a mobile phone's mere presence inhibits interpersonal closeness and trust while reducing empathy. Technology also disrupts sleep. Harvard research found reading e-books before bed delays melatonin release by 90 minutes, reduces melatonin by 55%, decreases REM sleep, extends time to fall asleep, and reduces morning alertness compared to paper books. Despite knowing the negative impacts, we persistently invite distraction in multitasking. The marginal value theorem from behavioral ecology helps explain this behavior. Originally describing animal foraging patterns, MVT suggests creatures leave a resource patch when benefits diminish below expected benefits elsewhere. This explains why we switch between websites, emails, and social media as perceived value drops. Human information foraging is complicated by internal factors, boredom and anxiety, that drive frequent switching. Modern technology has dramatically decreased the transit time between information sources. While a squirrel might travel considerable distances between food patches, we switch between dozens of apps in seconds. Poor metacognition worsens the problem, as we fail to understand both the benefits of focus and the true costs of task switching. Many mistakenly believe brief interruptions increase productivity, unaware that even 2 to 3 second interruptions can double error rates in complex tasks. Research shows people who believe they excel at multitasking typically perform worst on multitasking tests, creating a self-interruption cycle that becomes increasingly difficult to break. Managing interference requires enhancing our brains and modifying behaviors. Neuroplasticity enables lifelong improvement of cognitive control through several practices. Meditation, 10 to 20 minutes daily for 8 weeks, specific video games, like NeuroRacer, which helped older adults match 20-year-olds' cognitive abilities, nature exposure, providing soft fascination without demanding top-down processing, and physical exercise, increasing BDNF for learning and memory. For behavior modification, focus on 4 strategies, improving metacognition about multitasking costs, limiting information accessibility, decreasing boredom during focused work, and reducing anxiety that prompts task switching. For critical work, shut down email, silence and hide your smartphone, and gradually build focus time before breaks. Create technology-free zones in bedrooms or dining areas, and reduce bedroom light at least an hour before bedtime for better sleep. Our susceptibility to distraction isn't a personal failing, but a mismatch between ancient brains and modern environments. By understanding these mechanisms, we can reclaim our attention through mindful management of both cognitive resources and our technological environment.